Also, we spoke yesterday about these pro-Gaza, pro-Palestine protests. There were two examples. One was that business HTA, and we spoke to the CEO of it. They're a metalworking business in Campbellfield. He says that near-daily protests outside his business have cost him tens of thousands of dollars. Some of his employees no longer want to come to work because they get abused by the protesters. And the other thing, of course, yesterday, for a few hours, the port of Melbourne, Webb Dock, was basically shut down. Because roughly a dozen pro-Palestinian protesters climbed up cranes and dangled themselves above the water on ropes. Now, this has apparently cost the Port of Melbourne $200,000. So a simple proposition here. Why don't we make protesters pay? You know, if there's a dozen identified protests and, you know, the economic damage is 200 grand, divide 200 grand by 12 and send each of them a bill. Now, yes, you have the right to protest, but you don't have the right to cause other people to lose money just because of the issue that you want to raise. 200 grand lost yesterday and tens of thousands of dollars at the HTA business. It's easy to identify these people. They're all removed by police, so they've been identified. Send them a bill. Send them a bill, and then we'll see how strong their commitment to the pro-Palestinian cause is. 133-693, mornings at 3aw.com.au. But again, if you have, you know, a dozen protesters and, you know, each of them gets a bill in the tens of thousands of dollars, well, that'll make them think twice about doing this.